Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you agree that the Redskins have a bad home field advantage? ESPN's Bill Barnwell crunched a bunch of numbers. Algorithm he came up with has them dead last of 32 teams. We both agree. Anecdotally, I see it every time I'm at the game. Why? Why is the home field advantage so bad? Lack of winning, a factor. The stadium being what it is, a factor, clearly. Transient town, a factor. I also think, and all those things add up to this, some of this is on us as fans as well. In other cities, they do it a little bit better at this point. A lot of you are ride or die, and you're tailgating, and you're out there, and you're being loud. But we got, let's say, 45,000 people like that on a Sunday. Uh-huh. We need 65,000.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we've been beaten down with losing, and it's not our fault. But I think we got to take a little bit of blame because it just isn't a great atmosphere anymore. You can put enough lipstick on a pig. There's a reason why when you're playing for the division title against the Cowboys in 2012, it's rocking. The first couple drives, go back and watch that Seattle game. I've still got it on my computer. Or the playoff game where Griffin got hurt. Go back and watch the first couple drives. FedEx Field looks unrecognizable.
It's going crazy.
It's a different place. Go back and watch the only playoff win there ever over the Detroit Lions back in the 99 season in January of 2000 when Brad Johnson's lighting up Detroit. Greg Jones sacks Gus Frerotte for a loss of 7 on the first play. That place was hopping. So you can't tell me it's impossible to have a good atmosphere there. That's not correct. We've got to make it a good atmosphere. Let's go to Rob in Calvert. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great topic. We talk about this often. Obviously, it's a combination of things. Like you said, big transient area. You know, it used to be those folks traveled into town to get to games. Now they live here, so they have easy access to our tickets. You got to blame the stadium. Obviously, it's a piece of you-know-what. But RFK wasn't exactly a Taj Mahal either, and that place used to be Seattle, what Seattle is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Caps have a great home ice, except I just don't like going to games when they're playing Pittsburgh or the Rangers. You never know what's going to happen. You bring kids around, and you got problems. It's
like going to Camden Yards with
the Yankees or Red Sox.
Hang on, I'm going to let you keep going, but I actually think that makes me think. The Capitals' home ice advantage is sensational, and they're also a really good team, and they win a lot at home, which helps. But if you go to a Caps important game, everybody's wearing red. That feels Seahawks-like in the sense. There is a community there. It is loud. People are into it. They know what to chant. That's very different than the other things in D.C.
Absolutely. You know, I think the best home field or court we have in this area is a Maryland basketball game. It is unbelievable atmosphere.
I agree with that.
A lot like the Caps, except just a little more intensity. You just don't have, you know, you go to a Pittsburgh Caps game and how many thousands of people are across the street at that little museum or whatever it is chanting against the Caps before and after the game?
It's annoying.
Yeah, fewer invaders.
I'm not going to comp college to the pro ranks. I think his point on Maryland is right. I go there at least to one game every year, and it is amazing when they send the flag down the student section and some of the hopping around that they do. But I think pro is different. The
sure.
Caps is the more thought-provoking one for me.
It is, but here's the thing, and he touched on this. The marquee games, the Rangers, Penguins, the ones that are more people want to go to, there are thousands of season ticket holders that do this, by the way, where in order to afford the tickets, you still lose money, obviously, because you're buying season tickets. But
yeah,
in order to be able to afford it, you put those on StubHub and let some Yuns and Yinzer come on down,
but
or some Johnny Boom Bots.
But the atmosphere is still great, what we're talking about.
It is still great. So the idea that it's pure all the time, it's not quite correct. I guess where I'm going with this is the Capitals, to me, have fostered that. And we need to give more credit slash blame when a team, an organization tries to fix it, at least addresses it. I think the word that rhymes with attitude that starts with an N that the Nats did, I hate gimmicks. I just like baseball. But you know what? I give them credit for doing everything they possibly could to end this bust Philly fans down, take back the park type stuff. I want that to happen. The Capitals did this with the Rock.
Leonsis did a great job.
Wizards are starting to try to do that stuff now. The Redskins have taken the opposite approach. The Redskins just care if the stadium has people in it. That's how I've always felt about Dan Snyder and his cronies.
To his point, though, because he's right, there are a lot of Penguins Rangers fans there. the atmosphere does not suffer.
You're right.
The Caps fans get louder, and his point was you're going to see a fight and shouting.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change. Even in a transient town where there are a ton of Penguins fans there, that is a ticket you'll want because it's going to be a fun place to be. How much of that is just that the Caps are really good and the Redskins haven't been? I think that's a fair question to ask. Chris is in D.C. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas? We know what this is. What's up, Danny? It's just the most important thing in sports. It's just winning. I mean, it's the most important thing. It's just two numbers that always sticks out bolded is five, which is the five horrible coaches that we've had in the past, the years of FedEx. And the number 34 of the draft picks that Mike Shanahan has had, where only four of our starters, and I guess you say Chris Thompson is a French player. We've lost the connection. And like I said before, between the coaching and the bad draft, and that's led to it. But trust me, if we start winning on a consistent level, it will be back to normal. I really do truly still believe that.
Chris, there's something to the fact they haven't been good. That matters. That's part of the equation,
thing
too.
Goes back to 97.
But it goes back
Shanahan's
so long.
Draft classes aren't why there isn't a home field
it's
advantage.
It's not as if the Rams have been a juggernaut. The Bills have the longest playoff drought in the sport, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Detroit, who's been an 0-16 record, is in there. They've got a better home field advantage. The Jaguars have been putrid. They're in the top 12. They're
the Jags
20
have
spots ahead of the
for
Redskins.
Years, by the way. They have been terrible for, I think, 8 or 9 years now.
The Jets couple nice AFC championship runs under Rex Ryan, but for the most part, 8-8 or worse, middling. They've been garbage. So much Chad Pennington checking the football down. They're third best. Better than their roommates, the Giants, by the way, sharing the same stadium. It's not just
badness. That's the one of all those that jumped out at me. Because Lincoln Financial Field's a beautiful new stadium.
Yep.
It's kind of a unique setting. It's a fun place to go. I enjoy going there.
Well, here's mine. Eagles fans are terrible. You one incomplete pass, everybody's booing, everybody wants blood, and they're just the wretched South Jersey crew versus the wretched just outside of Philadelphia crew. It's an environment that fosters toxicity.
That's also tough geographically because Redskins fans can come up from Philly easily. Giants fans can come up down easily. And there's Cowboys fans everywhere, which is another problem the Redskins have in the division. Mark and Olney, what's up?
Mac.
Mark, you're on the fan. Go ahead.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to say, back to that other guy, the other caller's credit. I've been, when Joe Gibbs came back that first year, that place was literally shaking. And I've been in that, I haven't missed one home game since 1997.
Good
literally
for you,
been
man.
To every one.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I just want to say, you know, it's just, it's crazy how much, I just remember there's like five games that stick out in my memory where that place rocked. And, you know, I think everyone associates it with losing, and the fact that Dan Snyder is so terrible as an owner, and nobody wants to support him. I know families that have turned in their season tickets this year and last year who have had their season tickets since the 40s and 50s. My grandmother's had season tickets to the Redskins since the 40s, and you know, I'm not at that point yet, but I know a lot of families that just turned them in because you know. The worst thing that ever happened was the Cowboys game a couple years ago. The usher was up on our rail talking smack to the Redskins fans, the usher. Then they had a cop that was up there talking smack. And I complain every year to the Redskins. And, you know, when the ushers are rubbing it in your face that the Cowboys are beating us 44-16, there's a problem there.
Yes, yeah, there is.
Well, boot that guy and never let him work there again. I love the call. We're not allowed to give out prizes just because we like what someone said legally for some reason, which is stupid and I'll never understand. That said, I'd like to give you a prize if I could have. Because to me, that's the kind of person that the more of that guy, the better the atmosphere is. Has not missed a game since 97. And my point is, that's what a really good fan looks like. That's what it is. You keep showing up. You keep going. You keep enjoying. That's not to say that's for everyone. It's easier to watch games on TV than ever before. It's more enjoyable. But he should be commended and applauded for that. Those first, second, third, fourth ranked teams in terms of home field advantage, they have more people like that right now than the Redskins do. What we're trying to figure out is why. 800-636-1067 is the number. Home field advantage for the Redskins, dead last in football, according to ESPN.com. Are you buying that, Grant and Danny?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.